Hey everyone, how's it going? It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for me to ramble about Harry Potter. Oh boy, I've been somewhat dreading doing this video because I'm at the point of the story where I think I'm going to make a lot of mistakes. I said that last time, I think, but I really mean it this time, and I'm pretty worried because my entire Harry Potter cred is on the line. So, for those of you who are tuning in for the first time in the series, this episode 3 of me trying to recite Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone from memory. I haven't seen the movie basically since Christmas, I think, was the last time I might have seen it. I'm not sure. It's been a hot minute. I'm trying to remember it as accurately and as detailed as possible without getting any plot points wrong, which I know I've already made mistakes. I've been walking by the box set of Harry Potter constantly in my house, and every time I walk by it, I'm like, I'm really afraid to watch the first Harry Potter movie because I feel like I've gotten that much wrong. But anyway, I'm going to stop stalling now and jump back into it. I think last time I left off, what was the last thing that happened? Oh boy. It had to be after Christmas. It was after... No, it was Mirror of Erised. I think that was the last bit we talked about with Harry discovering the mirror and then running and getting Ron and then bringing him to the mirror and being like, Ron, you can meet my parents. And Ron's like, all I see is me as houseboy with the, what was it? That was the cup? God. Some kind of cup. The wizarding, the Quidditch cup. For Hogwarts, the intramural cup. I don't know what's the name of that cup. I don't remember. But yeah, he's like, I see myself in the cup. He's like, oh, do you think this mirror shows you the future? And he's like, how could it show you the future? My parents are dead. Then it like hard cuts to Harry sitting down in front of the mirror, and somehow Dumbledore's been there for just an inexplicable amount of time right behind Harry. And Harry's just, like, startled by him, and then Dumbledore, like, walks over and, like, explains the Mirror of Erised to Harry. He's like, you know, this mirror shows you that which you want the most. And he's like, people have gone mad staring. And he, like, whispers the whole time. Like, Dumbledore's constantly whispering. He's just like, people have gone mad staring at this mirror. I'm going to move it out of the castle. You can't go looking for this mirror, Harry. And then Harry just, like, agrees to everything, because he always does. And then after that, God, what happens on the mirror? I said, I don't think the Nicholas Flamel scene's happened yet. I think this is where the Nicholas Flamel scene, isn't it? Where Harry and Hermione and Ron are in the library and they're just talking, and Hermione has a book and she's like, why didn't I think of it before? Nicholas Flamel, the inventor of the Sorcerer's Stone. And he's like 625 and he's like celebrating his next birthday or something recently or soon. It either is coming up or is past. One of the two things are true. And then it's like, I think in that scene there's like a tie-in with Albus Dumbledore where they're like, inventor of the Sorcerer's Stone with Albus Dumbledore or something. I'm not sure, but there's some kind of connection there. And then I think that's what leads to them running to Hagrid's hut that night, where they go down to Hagrid's hut, they bang on the door, and they're like, it's about the stone, about the Sorcerer's Stone. And then they like, he goes, the Sorcerer's Stone's well protected. And he's like, I shouldn't have said that. And like the whole scene is Hagrid just fumbling around because his mind's super preoccupied by Norbert the dragon, which is in the cauldron. I think they'll hear like the cracking, and then Hagrid goes, oh, it's ready, and goes over and pulls it out. And Harry's like, Hagrid, what is that? And then Ron's like, I know what that is. But Hagrid, how did you get one? And then I think Hagrid explains about how he won it from a guy in the pub. He's like, I won it from a bloke in the pub. And then it hatches, and then there's Norbert the Dragon. There's a lot of cutesy stuff where he's like, he knows who his mama is, I'm pretty sure, is what Hagrid says. And then he scratches the dragon's chin, and it burps fire into his beard, and he's like patting it aggressively to try not to just catch a flame. And I think as Hagrid's patting his beard, he looks out the window, and that's when they see Draco Malfoy. And Hagrid goes, and then Harry turns around and like looks out the window, and he's like, Malfoy. Oh man, that's such a fun word to say. Yeah, so then I think they go back to the castle and McGonagall catches them, and then I think Draco does like the slow reveal, like McGonagall walks out first, and then after they realize they're in trouble, then boom, there comes Draco being like, I'm the one who ratted you out. And then they're in McGonagall's classroom and or office. I'm not sure which it is, but it's like a big room. There's benches. I assume it's her classroom. Maybe it's her office, but I don't know why she has so many benches in her office. Either way, she basically is giving them, she's like, 50 points from each of you, which I think is like 150 points from Gryffindor, which is an obscene amount of points, which I think they do make up by the end of the movie with all the shenaniganry with Dumbledore just gifting them the world. But that aside, oh yeah, Malfoy also loses points. I think they... from each of them, which includes Malfoy, because Malfoy was also out after dark, which I think McGonagall tells him. He's like, you know, detention for all four of you. And then Malfoy's like, excuse me, Professor, I think I heard you wrong. You, four of us. And then McGonagall goes, well, as good as your intentions were, you were still after, or as I think it's noble, maybe honorable, I think the word she uses is honorable. As honorable as your intentions were, you were still out after curfew. And then I think that's when, I think this is when they go into the forest. I think this is when they go into the forest. Yeah, the Forbidden Forest. I think this is the Forbidden Forest stuff. I think that's when they, Filch is like leading him. He's like, wait till my, or Malfoy goes, wait till my father hears about this. which is like the greatest. Oh man, every time Malfoy is about to tell something to his father, everyone should take a shot. I think that's one of my favorite things is the reoccurring, wait till my father hears about this, like that means anything. Anyway. Anyway, so yeah, they go into the forest, and Hagrid like explains, we're hunting something that's killing unicorns in the woods. And they're like, we're going to split up. And it's like, I think he goes, Malfoy says, I get Fang. And then Hagrid goes, all right, but he's a bloody coward. And then Fang's like whining adorably. I think after that scene's when they're walking with Harry, Malfoy, and Fang, I think that's when he goes, this, wait till my father hears about that. I think that's when that line's uttered. I don't know if it's done in front of Filch. I think Filch on the walkover is talking about how much he misses old corporal punishment and how he misses how they used to hang children by their like thumbs or something. He's like, I missed the shrieking, which is like a, holy shit, that's an ominous thing to hear from your caretaker. Like, this man just wandering the grounds, and he's longing for a time when children were hung by their thumbs and shrieking. Anyway, so back in the Forbidden Forest, this is when they run into Voldemort. They don't know it's Voldemort yet, but they run into the cloaked figure, sucking that unicorn blood, and Malfoy, just the complete coward, flees immediately upon seeing it, just runs off. Harry falls over, classic Harry Potter, and then like backs up into like underneath a tree branch of some kind because he's like spooked by the figure. And as he's backing up, the hooved lower torso of a centaur flies over him, and that's, oh man, what's his name? God, what's that? Oh man, he's not Mr. Tumnus, I'll tell you that right now. It's not Mr. Tumnus. What's the name of that centaur? Ferez? It's like Ferez maybe, or Frenzy, or the Fawns. It starts with an F. Anyway, so the Fawns. So the Fawns comes and saves Harry, spooking away Voldemort. And then he goes on to explain, he's like, you're safe now, Harry Potter. He's like, it's a terrible thing to kill a unicorn. You can live forever, but you live a half life, a cursed life. And Harry's like, who would live such a life? And then I think the centaur goes, can you not think of anyone? Anything at all? And then he puts together the Sorcerer's Stone, Voldemort, and like all this, like all the wheels and the cogs in his brain are like going. And then Hagrid shows up with his crossbow and he's like, you're right there, Harry. I see you've met Friends or the Fawns. I don't remember. God, what's his name? I think it's Friends. I'm so upset that I don't remember this dude's name. And he's like, you're safe now, Harry Potter. leave these woods, they're dangerous for you. Or like, and he, I think he also like implies that he'll always have friends in the woods, which is, that's lovely, that's really nice to hear. And then they walk back to the castle, or they cut back, I think they cut back to the common room. They have to, they, there's some configuration. They're either walking the halls, there's a common room shot where Hermione and Ron and Harry are basically like, that thing I saw in the woods was Voldemort, which means that the Sorcerer's Stone's in danger, da 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 da. And so I think they go to McGonagall again. Oh, no. I think in that scene, Hermione goes, as long as Dumbledore's here, we're perfectly safe. As long as Dumbledore's here, nobody can get you. Who does Voldemort fear the most? Dumbledore. Which, does he? Is Dumbledore who he fears the most? I didn't think it was. I thought it was Harry. I think. I don't know. Who does Voldemort really fear? I guess he fears Dumbledore. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that whole scene happens, and he goes, and I think all three of them run down and talk to McGonagall. And they're like, we need to talk to Dumbledore right away. And then, it's urgent. It's about the Sorcerer's Stone. And then McGonagall goes, I don't know how you guys know anything about the stone, but Dumbledore's away on urgent business, or was called away urgent business from the Ministry of Magic, which, coincidentally, probably could have been, I'm trying to think, maybe in the books it was Quirrell who got him sent away, but part of me also could conceivably think it was Lucius who pulled strings of the Ministry to pull Dumbledore away, which would make a lot of sense, especially when they're making a heist for the Sorcerer's Stone. I mean, that's heist 101, is you pull away the main guard from the thing you're heisting. So, I mean, that makes sense. But I think that's when they realize that they themselves have to break in the stone. When did they have the interaction about Fluffy? I don't know when that interaction happens, because there's a scene where Harry and Hermione and Ron all go down to Hagrid's hut. Oh, maybe it was, I don't know. I think it has to be before they go to McGonagall. So that because they all go down to Hagrid's hut and they hear the flute playing, and Harry's like, don't you think it's odd? The one thing that Hagrid wants more than anything at all is a dragon, and then suddenly some stranger just shows up to give him one. And they're like, yeah, I guess that's a bit strange. And so they all like run down to Hagrid's hut, and then Hagrid goes, he's like, Hagrid, tell me more about the guy who you got this dragon from. And he's like, well, he inquired if I had other magical pets, and I said, yeah, of course, I have Fluffy. And then he's like, they're real easy. The trick is to know how to soothe them. Take Fluffy, for example. You play a piece of music, and she goes right to sleep. And then he goes, I shouldn't have said that. Should not have said that. Which is one of, I think if you count the lines that Hagrid has in this movie, I would say a fourth of his lines are him saying, I should not have said that. Just because of how frequent. Like, after the second act, man, it is all just, I shouldn't have said that is like his catchphrase. I really want a shirt that says, I shouldn't have said that. with like an outline of Hagrid. So yeah, I think that is basically everything leading up to the heist. Obviously that scene with Hagrid, you got to shunt that somewhere before that scene with McGonagall, because that McGonagall scene is definitely closer to the heist. Because they're basically, now there's two heists happening simultaneously. There's Quirrell's heist, which is happening off camera, and then we have the hero's heist, which is happening on camera. Everyone's just heisting a stone right now. So basically, I think the next episode we are going to conclude Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. I'm really confident in my ability to recite the end bit, because that's so linear. Like, I know, like, beat for beat for beat, I know where that goes. I know exactly where that goes. So I'm excited. I'm excited to get back and actually finish this thing properly. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you guys want me to continue reciting Harry Potter to the best of my ability, please let me know. I really want to. I'm considering doing all 8 Harry Potters, which, as I'm saying that aloud, is like a daunting and horrifying task. But I'm willing to do it. Actually, I'll take that. Let me roll that back. I'm willing to do up to The Half-Blood Prince, because that last movie is such a mess for me in terms of, like, I don't know that movie well enough to be like, I can recite it. I could also do Star Wars, maybe. Yeah, I can do Star Wars beat for beat pretty well. Anyway, regardless, let me know if you want me to continue the series with the next Harry Potter, if you want me to ramble about something else. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you guys all next week for the finale of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.